Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X, fit for you just as you are.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Hello, everyone. It's your boy Blair. I'm back. So excited. Oh my gosh, this episode is so good. It's one of my favorites, featuring one of my best friends, Greta Titelman. You know her from Los Spookies on HBO, from Search Party on HBO, and you know her as one of my best friends, and from when we used to host the Blair and Greta show together for a couple years in LA. Before the city was ravaged by COVID and we stopped. Anyways, we're still very close, and this episode was just a barn burner. Oh my gosh. Make sure you follow Greta on Instagram and Twitter at Gertie Bird, GERTIEBIRD. She has an awesome podcast called Senior Superlatives. I was a guest on. I think you'll love it. And as for me, what I want you to know about is I have a show on the night this comes out, Monday, June 6th in Los Angeles. Greta will coincidentally be on the show with me at the Elysian Theater. I'm going to be doing an hour, and it would mean so much to me if you guys came out. I'm also going to be with Ron Funches June 9th through the 11th at the DC Improv, so come out to that. And guys, if you could please take a second to write a review for this podcast, the Dear Owen Wilson podcast, I would appreciate it so much. I need more reviews. I don't have very many reviews. I know this thing just launched, but where are my guys at? Where are my girls at? A little review takes no time and it's for free. And I want to keep this thing going for you guys because I'm having so much fun doing it with all my buddies, getting to the bottom of the fandom. So yeah, support us, rate, subscribe, review, tell your friends, send the episode over. All right, love you so much. Enjoy this episode. Bye-bye. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, Dear Owen Wilson, with your host, Blair Saki. It's great to be back. It's great to have a podcast, words I never thought I'd say. And guess what, guys? I hope you're liking it so far. I'm having so many of my favorite buddies on, having actually the time of my life getting to the bottom of these shrewd interviews. And Lucian and I are back today with no exception of Hollywood's biggest starlet right now, one of my dearest friends of the ages, the love of my life. Please welcome to the show, Greta Teitelman, everybody.
My God, Blair, what a honor and a blessing it is to be on Dear Owen Wilson. You know, you're one of the greatest comedians to ever live, one of the greatest humans to ever live. And now we are on one of the greatest podcasts to ever exist. So I thank you.
Thank you, Greta. Yeah, it's crazy to have a podcast because I just thought, you know, there is a hole in the market and only I can fill it, you know?
That actually is true.
And what's crazy, Greta, is I think that you might be the person who has been on the show the most. Maybe three, this might be four times over the years.
Yeah, I think this is my fourth time.
Wow, that's huge because, yeah, that just shows you how special you are to me, the show, and of course, Lucian Wickles. You remember Lucian.
I remember Lucian. Love Lucian. One day I would love to meet Lucian.
Yeah, I hope one day we might be able to orchestrate that. I'm not sure.
Mysterious man, that Lucian.
It's, you know, when I try to spend time with him, a lot of the times he ducks me. He doesn't. I really am always pursuing that friendship really hard, and he tries to keep it strictly work, which is frustrating, but.
Yeah, it does suck when you work so closely with someone to never get that kind of one-on-one time that you kind of want to sit down and throw back some brews, you know, with your boy. Yeah.
You know, I like to toss back some coldies and have some nice friendship.
I know. God, that sounds nice.
Speaking of, we need to do it soon. I know you don't drink beer, but yeah.
I'll drink something. You need to drink. I did not stop drinking. You know, I have never stopped my alcohol consumption. I'm really impressed with how you've grown to like restrain yourself.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I didn't drink in February. That was because I was doing a lot of meditations and trying to contact spirits and stuff. But I will have a beer with you for sure. Definitely.
That's great. I would love that.
Okay, well, let's just freaking get into it, guys. Greta, Okay. Are you ready to read this letter?
I am.
All right, let's hear it, babe.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Okay. I'm really about timing myself because I could really go on and on and on about this legend that I've written this letter to. So I'm going to make sure that I keep it like short and sweet for you.
Yeah. I mean, you really don't, there are no time constraints. You can read as long as you want, but go ahead.
Cut to an hour from now. I'm still reading. Okay. Dear Guy Fieri, notice how I pronounced your last name Fieri, whereas a lot of your more pedestrian fans say Fieri. And I know the real you. I know the real you, my Italian, Southern Californian / Nevadan king. Where to even begin with how I feel about you? God, some people think you're just this funny guy, this kind of fake little cartoon character who the Food Network invented, but I don't. I see the human you. I see all of you. For starters, I love your whimsy. Before you were even really a thing, you decided to name your restaurants Johnny Garlics, okay? That is classified as a California pasta grill. I mean, who knew you could even grill pasta? I love that you have a sauce named Donkey Sauce, a title that, you know, most people would remotely not want to even touch a sauce named Donkey Sauce, but you love it and you make it appetizing. And even though I know you named it Donkey Sauce because it kicks ass, which I think is so cute and awesome, I know you named it Donkey Sauce because you love to eat ass, which is exactly what I want you to do to me. I love how committed you are to your look, a truly, truly iconic look. And people use that word iconic too often when they don't mean it. But with you, I mean it. That frosted tip little head that I want to so badly kiss and have crack off in my mouth because I know you've bleached it so much. I would give you an Olaplex treatment every single night because I love you just the way you are. I mean, I had no idea I could be attracted to a guy who also looked like the owner of the Bunny Ranch until I saw you, Guy. You literally look like a checkered flag from a muscle garage. And I think that that is absolutely gorgeous. You're also the only man on planet Earth who can not only pull off wearing white sunglasses, but you can pull off wearing them on the back of your head. You really look like a car from Pimp My Ride come to life. I also love your family. I love your beautiful long marriage with your wife. I love that you named your kids Hunter and Ryder. And one day, should you ever potentially divorce your wife, which I don't want to have happen to you, but I would get pregnant with your third child and we can name him Gunner. And they can ride around in your red Camaro until you retire into sunset. And I just love you so much, Guy. I love the joy you bring. I love the gifts you give. I love that you think you're funny too. I love that you wore the outfit you wore in your Super Bowl commercial to the Super Bowl. And for that, my friend, you are a real king. Thank you.
Oh my God. Wow. Look, I don't want to rank any of my incredible guests, but that might be my favorite letter. Yeah. Wow. That was so passionate, Greta.
Thank you. He fucks. You know what I mean? He really, he fucks everything. He is just the king.
I think that's clear. I'm going to have to agree with you because there's a spark to him. There's a, something's really ablaze inside him, a passion for life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Guy Fieri and this is Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives. He has done like 40 seasons and also he has Guy's Grocery Games. He has a million television shows. He's also a humanitarian. Okay. He raised millions of dollars for restaurant workers during the beginning of COVID. He's also done so much to help. He fed the firemen when all of the wildfires were happening in Santa Rosa where he lives, which I'll move there for you, my love.
Wow. You are a true fan. I did not know he lives in Santa Rosa. But yeah, I love that he just comes through for everyone so unsuspectingly, and it feels like he doesn't want any credit. And like, it is crazy that he was the butt of I feel like he was like a cultural joke for a long time. And
yeah,
he just stayed the course and was like, no, I'm actually awesome. I live a great life. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happily married and I help people and I eat and I'm happy.
He's someone that I think everybody wanted to have the joke sour, and that he's just been like a consummate good guy is what I love about him. I pray to God nothing bad comes out about him.
Right.
And I don't think it will. I think that like if that were to happen, it would have already happened, but he just seems like a really fucking good dude. And like, yeah. I love his zany little ass when he cooks up his little creations in the kitchen.
Yeah, he truly is a great example of just turn the other cheek and like stay winning and getting paid.
And also, you know, when people say know your lane, like yeah. He is really the guy that's like, know your lane. You know,
yeah.
He was not trying to win a Michelin star. He was not trying to like break the mold. He's like, where will my restaurants perform well? Las Vegas.
Yes. And he was like, it is only my lane. No one else is in my lane.
No.
And I'm not going to try to be in anyone else's lane.
No. And like, you know, he wears so much jewelry. Like,
yes.
His little like skull chrome hearts.
Yeah. You think one's
vibe.
Ever fallen off in a fryer?
No, but one can fall off inside of me, honey, okay?
Greta. Let's get to the Barbara Walters portion of
Please.
This, will we?
Please, will we? We will we?
Will we? Should we? Will we? Yeah. Okay. So, Greta, my dear friend that I met in the Big Apple, as they say, when we had both just started comedy as two young, beautiful blonde girls just looking to break into the comedian landscape.
Mm, absolutely. Whose families kept on asking why?
Yes. Why would you want to make your lives worse?
Why would you want to be in dusty basements around mildew?
Why would you want to drink old $2 Chardonnay in a windowless room? Yes, you know, we shared a lot. We moved across the country together. We had, you know, ex-boyfriends together. A lot of fun times. That's who she is to me, audience, if you're, caught up now. Okay, let's get into it. According to Lucian Wickles, Guy Fieri is quoted as saying, "Holy moly, Stromboli, and peace, love, and taco grease. And you know what? It might just be a mound of oil-logged Pillsbury Crescent dough, but it's bomb.com tasty amigo." Would you say it's Guy's extremely specific spin on the English way of speaking that gets your engines running and makes you hot under the collar?
Absolutely. As I started my letter with, his whimsy, I mean, one could say he is a modern Shakespeare with the use of his, you know, he waxes poetic about his dishes in the most gorgeous, inventive ways. And I think that his use of language is something masterful and not to be ignored.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if people are really recognizing how powerful he is sort of with his own, his own lane in the English language. And what I just read, I was like, wow, that sounds kind of Chaucer-y, you know?
He's also like a master marketer. Like he has figured out how to market himself. And part of his marketing are the insane descriptions for his food.
Right. Oh, it's incredible. God.
And he's also the only one that can do it, singular. If anybody else tries to describe their food that way, I'm like, ugh, disgusting, gross. Him, I'm like, get it in all my holes.
Oil-logged Pillsbury Crescent dough is just a beautiful picture.
You know, it feels like it will do the same thing inside of you as outside of you.
Yeah, I'd like to toss some of that down the gullet right now.
Sounds great.
All right, Greta, I think Lucian got some sort of warrant and broke into your house extremely legally and discovered a copy of New York Times food critic Pete Wells' 2012 review of Guy Fieri's New York City restaurant. It's widely regarded as both the most scathing and also the most widely read restaurant review ever. Mm-hmm. And I do have to ask, why do you have that on your wall with Die Pete Wells painted in red all over it?
Well, first of all, I think that Pete needs to actually be thanking Guy that Guy even opened said establishment and let Pete flex his creative writing muscles. Okay.
Woo, that's a take. Hot take, baby.
Because honestly, oh, Pete, you hated Guy's restaurant so much. Guess what? It made you relevant. Guess what? It made people who didn't care about your stupid, pretentious food reviews read your food review. It made people think, oh, maybe Pete Wells is more than just some stuck up little shit that only wants to eat at restaurants like Danielle and La Bernadette. Okay. So maybe what Pete needs to be thinking is, did Guy Fieri actually make me human? Did Guy actually make me seem real?
And whoa. That's existential as fuck.
That's one thing. And, you know, the reason why I just like to reflect on that, because, you know, Blair, you and I, we're creatives. One could say we are chefs of ideas, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that I love to look at that piece and say, that didn't stop my almighty king from his strong, strong reign in the world of food and the world of entertainment at large. So nothing should stop me. Nothing should ever get in my way. So in many ways, that's kind of a reminder that I like to see. It's a visual reminder that I like to see every day, you know, to start my day, to say nothing, no matter if someone explodes my ass, really roasts my ass in the New York Times, nothing is going to stop me from getting a vineyard, from collecting classic cars, from living a happy, gorgeous life with my husband and our future children that
I'll
name.
Shout out to Abe. Shout out to the future children.
You know, and I just think it's really important that we focus up like Guy does and not let people that clearly don't see our vision but still capitalize on it get in our way.
Oh my God. God, that was profound. So, you know, I know a lot of you think, oh, this is Blair's little comedy podcast, but then we have moments like that where just deep spiritual existential truths are revealed. Yep. So yes, Lucian did wonder, pose the question, did Greta write that Die Pete Wells in Blood on the framed review? And I said, I don't know. I know she's a passionate woman, but what you just said is so true. Guy said, I'm not going to let that fucking nerd, that dweeb Pete,
rain on my parade. He also said, I don't need New York. You know how many people say that? He said, you know what? I don't need New York. I can do whatever I need to do without New York, where all that everyone is so small-minded and obsessed with New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. If you can't make it in New York, you can't make it anywhere. And guess what? He didn't make it in New York, and he made it everywhere else.
And he made it everywhere else, honey. Mic drop, Guy Fieri, the Italian steamroller. I made that up. Yeah, that's just so incredible. I also, when listening to that deep prophecy that you just spilled, I also had the thought that, you know, anyone really pretentious is just like a little angry dork inside.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Also, like, you can't find... I mean, look, I do think that Pete Wells, that review is written very like tongue in cheek. I think he fully knew. First of all, he knew what he was doing by going and reviewing Guy Fieri's like Flavor Town restaurant in Times Square.
That would be the comedy equivalent of punching down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 100% the comedy equivalent of punching down. So for me, I'm kind of just like, okay, Pete, like, cool. You went to a restaurant that you knew was like a spectacle, and you know that people aren't actually going there to eat the food, but mostly to take part in the theater of Guy Fieri.
Right.
It's like, grow up. He also did the same thing with that restaurant Ninja in New York, which is a crazy experience,
right?
Where people pop out at you while you eat. Again, no one's going there to eat a life-changing meal.
Right.
People are going there because it's like Disneyland.
Yeah. And, you know, the theater of it is no less valuable just because it's different, this man.
Yeah. And like, you know, a restaurant that at one point he loved, which was... that steak place in Brooklyn.
Oh, Peter Luger?
Peter Luger, which honestly, like, ate there on my 21st birthday, never felt the urge to go back because I didn't like the theater of it. I didn't like the bright lights. I didn't like the grumpy waiters. I didn't like the lack of music. I didn't think it was cute. I didn't think it was fun. And frankly, I didn't think the food was good enough to warrant that
bad
experience. So for me, I'd rather go into Guy Fieri's like playland,
right,
and have the food be whatever than the other way around.
Yeah. And also a little like truth secret that Pete Wells cannot deny is that bar food is good. It's bar
100%.
Food. It's completely different. It's not even in the same category as the other stuff.
Guys, trash can nachos? Are you fucking kidding me?
Did you go to the restaurant? Because I never went in New York.
I never went to the restaurant in New York. And by the time I really, like, I've always loved Guy, but it wasn't until I hit my mid-20s where I really started to appreciate him.
Right. Right. Well, he's actually just such a free thinker, you know, looking back on his entire journey in hindsight.
Yeah. He's the fucking best.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Die. Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. According to Lucian Wickles, Guy Fieri owns a vineyard called Hunt and Ride. Which, I'll be honest, sounds dangerous, sinister, and sex-filled. What would the name of your vineyard be if you bought one tomorrow?
Well, I do want Lucian to know that I have a magnum of Hunt and Ride Cabernet signed by Guy Fieri in my pantry right now.
Follow-up question. I know you only drink natural wine, and I know Guy Fieri does not drink natural wine.
We make exceptions. We make exceptions for important people.
If he poured you a glass of his diner wine, would you drink it down?
Suck the whole thing down and ask for more. I really would. I'd ask for more until I got so blackout that I like probably would offer to like suck his dick in his like convertible. What would I name my
Dear
wine?
Dear Owen Wilson exclusive.
Dear Owen Wilson exclusive.
What would I name my vineyard? Am I owning it with Guy or is it just mine?
I think it was just yours, but you know, you could own it with Guy. Like, oh, that could be an incredible collaboration.
What would I name my wine? Probably just like Delectable.
Delectable. Wow. Delectable wines.
But if I wanted like a cunty vineyard name, probably this is hard.
It's okay. You know, we're just freeballing.
Probably
here.
Like Flora May Vineyards.
Whoa. I love Flora May Vineyards.
Family names. You know, we're yeah. Talking from the family.
I could see us going there and we're in like dressed in like all Pucci and having
yes.
On a veranda drinking Flora
oh
May.
Oh my God. Let's go to Napa.
Yes.
I've never been. Let's go.
Have you not been?
No, I've never been.
I've been once with my ex-boyfriend, but we should go.
I'll be your boyfriend and take you.
It's really nice. It's really beautiful.
I love it. I mean, like, I'm not very into wine tasting culture because I get so drunk after like one tasting.
Same.
So I need to figure out how to balance all that.
Right. Yeah. And we usually do a bag of mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, if you get me, we like legally have to do mushrooms. And then if you get me shrooming wasted on like at multiple tastings at vineyards. We need to call out sick for the next week.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think we'd have to budget a sick time after. But no, I think that could be fun sometime.
Would love that.
Okay, good. I love that Flora May. All right. Although I would never deign to define someone by their partner, Guy Fieri has been married to his wife, Lori, for 26 years. Would you say it's because Guy takes her on a road-rocking trip to Flavortown where the gravitational force of bacon warps the laws of space and time? Metaphorically? And if no, what do you think are the top reasons their love has lasted?
Well, I think that's absolutely a huge reason why their love has lasted. I think that he literally, like, flavor blasts her life in all of the right ways. I think that, first of all, I think they fuck.
Right.
Regularly.
Do you think he brings her jalapeno poppers in bed? Because that's my dream.
I think that he will bring her anything she wants. I think if she wants a fun little boneless wing in a teriyaki glaze, he'll whip
that
up.
He's got a real big daddy masculine take care of his wife vibe.
I think if she's craving a macaroni and cheese ball, he'll whip that right up.
Can you imagine?
I think that if she's craving a gorgeous light chopped salad, he'll whip that up.
That sounds really good.
I really think he lays it the fuck down for her.
Oh, so you think that Guy Fieri's got a hammer on him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Guy Fieri has a hog.
Right. Okay? Yeah, he's got a hog.
You don't look like that and not have a fucking hog.
Right.
Something's giving you the confidence every day, babe.
Right. Okay? And it would explain his sort of deep, grounded, steadfast nature despite any hatred being hurled at him by Pete Wells and the culture.
He's like not a dick. He lets it roll off him. He's not worried. And it's there's something going on down below.
He's like, I'm fine.
Yeah, he's like, relax, everyone. I'm doing great.
As above, so below, they say.
I also just think that I don't know. I think that he's a really committed person. He doesn't seem like someone that's, I think he takes his business really seriously. And I don't think he's one of these people that wants to be out here fucking around and jeopardizing that.
Right. He also, it's just so funny because he's associated with sort of lowbrow-ness. But I think he really operates with a high level of grace.
Yeah, I also think he's a family guy. I think he's a real family man. And I think he loves his family so much and would do anything for them. I mean, his eldest son, Ryder, Hunter. I think it's Ryder.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, it's Hunter is his eldest.
And
his
have you met these people?
Well, his eldest, is basically, he's being groomed to, take over Guy Fieri Enterprises.
Whoa.
Because he's in episodes of Triple D. He's with his dad constantly. When Guy was cooking from home, he was helping him the whole entire time. And he's just like Papa. He has his ears pierced. He's wearing kooky little shirts that I think have to be
flames
custom
on them.
Made. Yeah.
I would love if they're custom making their flame shirts.
I mean, they have to be.
That's incredible to think about.
I feel like they must.
I would love that. Cause I would love to have someone custom making my own clothes, but to think of guys' bowling shirts just being custom made, that's incredible.
Custom jobs. You know that Tim Robinson shirt sketch?
I think so, yeah.
It's like that. It's like jazzy, crazy shirts.
Jazzy, crazy shirts.
Yeah.
I love Guy. Ugh.
I know. Well, he's they don't make him like him. You know what I mean? It's everyone thinks that you need to become some played out dickwad when you get rich and famous. And guess what? You don't. You can
you
be
don't.
Like Guy.
We have to write a note to remember that for when we're so
be
rich.
More like Guy. The next time I get into a fight with someone, I'm going to say, hey, buddy, why don't you be more like Guy?
I'm really looking for a family man that same way. I want someone who really values family and would also whip me up a mac and cheese ball.
Would you say yes to a date with a young Guy Fieri?
I don't know. I'm not sure if my spiritual self would come into play to recognize what was there. I can't say that I feel magnetically pulled towards a bleached, spiked, hair man at this age in my life, but
the aesthetic. You don't know if you can handle the aesthetic, but what's underneath you would want. You want the guy spirit in a different vessel.
Yeah. Or, you know, like I wouldn't even say I'm like a very looks focused person. I don't even think I am. I just pray to recognize the person, to be able to recognize what's there that I need to recognize.
So then maybe you would go on a date with someone that looked like Guy.
I can't. I don't know if I would be able to have the capacity awareness.
Say you would go on a date with young Guy, Blair.
Would you? You wouldn't.
Real, like it, me not trying to be a funny, crazy gal.
Yeah.
I don't know because honestly, like younger me, I loved like weirdo looking dudes.
Oh, you liked a hard look. I think for me, because I didn't grow up in like an artsy place in any way, shape or form, even near like a big city. And so my natural just attraction to men cellularly is like a very masculine man. So I'm not really ever attracted to a man with a hard look, like a look.
You're cellularly attracted to like muscles, but not in a way that's like jacked, but like washboard, lean cut, athletic.
I
hair.
Feel like they could chop their own wood is like a thing. Yeah. Not like they're in the gym every second.
Yeah,
no.
Not like a GTL person, but yeah. Like,
because that's too much vanity. It has to be something like understated.
No,
like,
it's rooted in sports.
Right.
Physique is grounded in sports. Where I've always been attracted to, like, I mean, actually, I 100% will go on a date with young Guy, because a guy that I dated is an incredible chef who's like neck down, fully covered in tattoos, wore metal shirts all the time. Like, not a.
How long did you date for?
How long did I date? God, I was like in love with him.
Really? How old were you?
I was probably like 23 or 24.
I do like thinking about the guys that you dated in New York.
I know. Well, you know what? I've always had a soft spot for guys that work in hospitality.
I was just going to say that, but I wanted you to say it first.
Yeah, I've always been a sucker for a bartender.
Walking downtown, you'd be like, oh, I dated that guy. I made out with that guy.
Oh my God.
Whenever we'd pass like a bar or a restaurant.
Yeah. I was a bar slut.
I liked it though. It sounds like you really lived.
I just am attracted to anyone that can like make me something delicious and like use their hands, you know?
I totally get what you're saying. That's a very attractive thing. And it's also, they're like caring for you.
And it's like artistry.
Like, it is.
It's really beautiful. And so the chef that I dated, we didn't go to the same high school, but we grew up together in DC and, I always thought he was like so cute and kind of mysterious in high school, because he was the kid that was like making like demi-glaces and like making crazy.
That's insane.
Like, he and his friends would get stoned and then he'd cook them like wild ass food. You know?
I think that kind of rubbed off on you. Like, I'll never forget that one time we were in Toby Hanna and you made that rose petal pie that took you like 7 hours. It was like the most insane thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That was like the most intricate shit. It was crazy.
I love baking.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
But yeah, anyway, this guy, like, we dated on and off. We dated for like a little bit, but he was living in California when I was living in New York. And it unfortunately just like didn't really work out for that reason. And he did go on to win a Michelin star.
Really?
And yes. And now he has a really, really, really cool restaurant in DC and has a kid.
Whoa,
and I congratulated
that's cool.
him on having a kid.
Oh, that's nice. That's very gracious of you.
Thank you. I'm a gracious lover.
You are. I think you are. And, you know, you are married and doing very well, too. I'm sure he was thrilled to get a congrats from you.
You know, we follow each other on Insta. I saw the baby. I said, is this yours? Question mark. And he said, it is. And then told me the name. And I said, Mazel, even though he's not Jewish. But, you know, the sentiment is what matters.
I'm as like, you know, no one thinks I'm Jewish, but I feel so thrilled when any of my Jewish friends say Mazel to me.
You know, it's very, and you got to thank Andy Cohen at the end of the day for making Mazel mainstream.
Oh, God, this is fun. Greta Lucian has been working overtime and discovered you were quoted as saying, remember, there's more than one way to eat a Reese's. How about there's more than one way to eat my ass? And sometimes the ocean reminds me of a big latte, splashing its milky foam on Mother Earth's lips. Sand, life is beautiful, which feels spiritually similar to Guy Fieri ethos. It's been such an honor to have you here. Would you please take this time to give our studio audience your own best Guy Fieri selling his Guy Italian nachos and Mac Daddy mac and cheese? Clock starts now.
My Guy Fieri lasagna nachos start with one layer of crisp pasta, followed by some ass-kicking ground beef marinara spicy arrabbiata tomato sauce, layered up high with three kinds of cheddar. That's right, spicy, mild, and extra sharp. Then, you know, we gotta topple that with some pickled jalapenos straight from my farm to yours. That's right, farm to table, Guy Fieri. After that, we're gonna take another layer of lasagna, pile that high with even more meat and cheese. Oh, and then if you didn't think that was enough, we have my macaroni super sauce sliders. Have you ever had macaroni balls in between two ciabatta rolls? I will remind you, I am Italian. And my macaroni balls, they're made with provolone, mozzarella, and of course, ricotta. And there's a mascarpone finish with a beautiful panko crust on top of that ball that we sandwich between, again, rolls of ciabatta with, of course, my donkey sauce kicking garlic aioli masterfuck.
Oh my God! I feel like you just did Guy Fieri better than Guy Fieri.
And here's the kicker. It's all served on a license plate.
Wow! That was incredible. That was talent. They should bring you on SNL to do Guy Fieri like,
SNL, the way they
bring Melissa McCarthy on to do Sean Hannity.
Yeah, SNL, if you're listening, I will come on to do Guy Fieri, and that's it.
God, I am sweating. I just laughed so hard. That was incredible.
Oh, Blair, my God. I love making you laugh.
Oh, she loves to make me laugh, and boy, does she do it well. We're going to have to cut that clip and broadcast that wide. Guy Fieri would lose his motherfucking mind if he heard you do that.
If he hears it and literally, like, responds, comments, even likes, maybe I'll retire.
I think we could make that happen easily. Like, I do think we just set that free into the universe, and that's, like, something that could easily happen. I also did love, you did add a little bit of an Italian flair that I don't remember being there. Some great pronunciation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you watch House of Gucci?
I have not watched. I have not watched it yet. I do need to watch. I've heard it's fun.
You know, I watched it because I am, for better or worse, a Gaga super fan. Also,
Gaga, some might say, is the Guy Fieri of pop music. Yes, I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to put that in your pipe for you to smoke.
It's like, look, I just felt a wave crash over me of truth, but also I wasn't sure if I wanted another part of me to agree and grab hold of that.
You can just think about it. Just food for thought.
Something
to chew on.
Oh, will I be chewing on that? Woo! It's getting hot in here. Okay. Guy once said, I don't know if it's fair to call their Russian dressing Russian dressing. I think, again, a master marketer, that it should be called something sexy, like Liquid Moscow.
Oof.
Do you think that this is a good idea considering what's going on right now? Would you say that calling it liquid Moscow means that Guy Fieri's pro-war, or...
I think that Guy Fieri said that at a very different geopolitical time. And I think that given what is going on in the world, I am going to not be commenting. I'm gracefully going to pass on this question.
You know, God, you have great presence of mind, because sometimes Lucian writes these questions that I frankly am not behind. It's almost sort of like he's trying to have gotcha journalism.
Yeah,
with
he's trying to kind of prank, you know?
Yeah, and I say, Lucian, you just need to chill out, buddy. You seem so chill when you're just sitting in your chair at the Kern River having a Mountain Dew. And then sometimes he comes out with these questions where I'm like, come on, these people are really important to me. Stop yeah. trying to catch them.
Yeah, he really, sometimes he does like to, like, you got vibes, but...
Which is crazy because it's so the opposite of who I am.
I know you're not like that at all. It is crazy. I mean, again, this is why I think that I would love some one-on-one time with Lucian and to kind of like hang and just be like, what's up?
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm always trying to weasel my way into his schedule and he sure does not make time for me. But although I do give him a lot of work, so he's really busy.
Yeah, he is.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, all right. Guy likes to collect classic American cars, as you already know, because you know everything about him, mm-hmm. including a 1971 Chevrolet Chevelle, a 1968 Pontiac Firebird, and a 1976 Jeep CJ5, and a 1969 Chevrolet Impala SS. Which also means absolutely nothing to me. Person who's only seen four cars in her life. If you were hitchhiking and Guy picked you up in one of these classic cars, what three questions would you ask him? And keep in mind, you can only ask him these three questions and then are not allowed to speak for the rest of the car ride.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your fantasy?
That's a good one. That's a really good question.
What is your drive? What's your driving force? And what is the soundtrack to your life?
Wow. You know, I can see that those questions, so incredible, would take up probably the whole car ride. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know he, I would be dying to know what he'd have to say about that.
I feel like we could probably guess soundtracks to his life. Like, I feel like there's definitely like, I feel like he's really like Depeche Mode, Def Leppard, like Whitesnake. I feel like that's really
sure
what's going on. Wow.
Sammy Hagar.
Wow. There's truly yard work happening next to me because someone is trying to silence my voice about how much I love Guy Fieri. Can you hear this?
Yeah, I can imagine probably Pete Wells sent that over. No, I can't hear anything, so you're golden. No silencing happening here. This is making it to the airwaves of masses. Dream on, Pete. Thwarted again, pal. All right. Apparently, Guy wakes up every morning thinking about food. How often do you think about food? And please be truthful, Greta. We have experts here who are listening in, and they will determine if you're lying. If they determine you are lying, you could be, not by my will, immediately ejected from the show.
I wake up every single morning and I think about food.
That feels like deep truth to me.
It is honestly like, sorry to overshare, I need to have a gorgeous bowel movement mm-hmm. every morning before I eat.
So you wait.
So I wait, but like in the window that I wait, I just dream. I'm like, what's it gonna be today?
You're making plans.
Oh, I'm making plans. I make myself my breakfast ritual. And this only started since moving to LA because I
know what you eat for breakfast.
I just like, I have a little ritual, you know?
You have eggs, a side of avocado, and a piece of gluten-free toast.
Yes, I do. Oh my God. Wow, Blair, read me to fill.
Look, that sounds appetizing. Some of the drinks that you drink, but a lot of other people I know drink them too, and I can't. Like, you drink matcha, which is just crazy to me. And like, oh, don't you drink like oat milk lattes and shit?
No, I can't have lattes. It's yeah. too much milk. Like,
I think
it's
lattes are nasty.
I know. My drinks are when I make my matcha, and even when I order it out, I ask for it to be mostly made with water and a little bit of almond or oat milk. And then I drink cold brew with a little bit of almond or oat, depending on my mood.
Guy Fieri sanctioned. What the fuck is up with matcha? Like, cause you know, I like antioxidants. I like that sort of thing. I like these like miracle health elixirs. And so in my head, I think, yeah, I'm gonna love matcha. I'll drink some gnarly green shit. And then I tasted it and I was like, this is ass.
Where did you try it?
I don't know. I've tried it multiple times. Okay. Oat milk too. You know how I feel about oat milk.
Oat milk is not my fave.
It's and gross.
Like, I hate that I like almond milk. I know how bad it is for the environment. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Don't
and
at me.
Love almond milk. It's bad for the environment.
It takes
of the water?
Water. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Avocados too. Yeah. Avocados take so much water.
And they take 9 months to fully ripen like a damn baby.
Yeah, that's my dad. He has a... many avocado trees.
Father Saki.
Yeah, he calls them ravocados.
Oh, I want a ravocado.
I'll bring you one.
I bet they're delicious.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah, I think the problem with matcha is a lot of people, most people actually, don't know how to make it properly. Because like there is a ceremonial aspect to making matcha.
Yeah, isn't it like an ancient thing? Like,
yes.
Isn't it? What is it? It's like a spiritual thing, right?
I don't fully know if it's spiritual, but I know that there's like a traditional tea service.
It's like a ritual thing.
It's a ritual. There's a specific way that you need to make it. You know, it goes back to the Tang Dynasty in China between
okay,
the 7th
tell
and
me
10th
this,
centuries.
Greta, I just want to know the truth here. Just tell me honestly, did you have to acquire a taste for it? Or did you like it minute one? Like, because I love a dirty martini, but it took me a while to acquire a martini taste for martinis. Like, because when I tried matcha, I was like, no one actually likes this shit.
Okay, I really like green tea.
Okay.
So I think that I like went into it liking the kind of bitterness that comes with like a green tea. And I also like the caffeine ride it takes you on.
What is the caffeine ride
it's
like?
It's super like, it's like mushrooms. It's like super gradual and nice. And you don't have, it doesn't like fully drain your adrenals like coffee. You know, I drink coffee. I get fucked up on coffee every day.
Yeah, I take my adrenals for the gnarly up and down roller coaster ride.
Yeah, I take like adrenal support supplements because I am fully like, you know, I want to get sucked and fucked by my coffee every day. And like, I have to put real limits on myself. Sometimes I create nasty habits where I'll like, I'll have one. I mean, I drink when I'm being really bad. Some days I can drink 48 ounces of cold brew.
Really? I never knew that about you.
That's when I'm being like,
you have to go through a script.
Crazy. That's when I'm being like nasty, like really crazy. Like, you know,
you're looking for a liquid enema.
Yeah. Like on good days, I just have one large one and that's
me
it.
Too.
And I'll drink it between like 8 and 9 a.m.
Yeah.
But like today, felt a little crazy. I will have had 36 ounces of cold brew.
Yeah, well, you're exerting a lot of brain energy today. You have a big day. But I always, I know we've talked about this today, because like, you know, these actresses like Lucy Liu and Jennifer Lopez, they say that they don't have caffeine, which I cannot fathom, because what their schedules are, like our schedules are already insane. And like, I'll find myself like, I cannot go do the show. I cannot do this audition unless I get caffeine. I'm so brain dead tired. I don't know how they're flying back and forth, like from China to California to all this stuff without having any caffeine. But I know it's so good for your skin. Like their skin looks like babies.
You know, for me, and I think this is why I also love guys so much, like, I'm here to live. Like, I'm on this earth to enjoy the pleasures of life. And you, Blair, you really also reinforce that, too. Like,
really? Thank you. That's so nice of you to say.
Well, I want to enjoy my life on this earth.
Right.
And, like, this life is so short. I want to enjoy the pleasure of having as much goddamn coffee as I please. Because I love coffee. Coffee is a love of my life.
Right, like,
I love matcha too, but like coffee for me, before breakfast, like coffee is what I wake up salivating for. A dog seeing raw meat. I'm like, coffee.
Yes. Okay. Well, does Abe drink coffee? For the listeners, Abe is Greta's beloved husband.
Yes. And yes, he does drink coffee. He drinks it black.
Oh, that's gnarly. I try to do that sometimes. Just doesn't hit the same.
But he's not as crazy as I am.
It's not a taste connection for him. It's more like just a function, right?
Yeah. For him, it's like, I want the caffeine hit. For me, I'm like, it's the flavor. Like, I even will fuck around sometimes and just get like decaf Americano because I just want the flavor.
Right. Oh, that's wild. That's some crazy shit.
And that's why my teeth look like fucking corn kernels.
What? You are so crazy. They do not. Greta always has been saying this, and they do not. She has gorgeous teeth.
Okay. Like corn niblets.
They are not. You're so nuts. They're not even close. Beautiful teeth. Okay. Last question, because I have kept you so long. We have one more segment, but did you know that Guy Fieri hates eggs? Lucian found this out somehow. Do you feel comfortable continuing to consume your daily eggs, knowing this fact? Does that mean you're not really a real Guy Fieri fan?
I had no idea that Guy doesn't like eggs.
Yeah, you never would know that. It's crazy. Lucian does these deep dives.
Lucian must have done some hardcore digging.
No, I mean, he's special ops. Like, honestly, he tells me that I'm not always allowed to know how he gets the information. He says it's best if you don't know.
Jesus.
Because it does sometimes get dark. Like, I don't know. I'm not really sure how he knows that Guy doesn't like X.
Well, here's the thing. I know that Guy would support me in eating my eggs.
Right.
Even if he himself did not want to eat eggs with me.
Right, because he's a chill dude.
Yeah, and that's all that I care about.
That's all that matters, really, is being a chill dude in life.
Exactly.
But it is weird because I do picture him eating a scotch egg.
Or even like a Benedict. Like, yeah, I picture him eating a Benedict. Or like
hollandaise sauce like dumped on his head.
Or like a burger with a fried egg on it or something.
Ugh, that sounds so good.
Or like a croque monsieur or madame, whichever one has the egg, you know.
But he would rename it if he's making that shit.
Oh yeah, he would rename it like something fucking crazy.
Oh my god, this has been so fun. I cannot believe that the cruel fate of the world that we even have to end this episode. But I do have to ask you, we do have a fun segment called Fan on the Street, which will eventually be listeners calling in with their celebrity encounter stories. Mm-hmm. But until then, since we're in our first couple episodes, I'd love to hear if you have a fun celebrity fan on the street story of your own that you'd be willing to share with our listeners. Fan on the street.
I mean, I have like,
I know you have many. You have 1,000.
I have a really cute one.
Oh, please. We love cute here.
Okay. When I was in the fourth grade, I was obviously obsessed with Hollywood and I wanted to be a movie star.
Right.
And my favorite thing was to watch Nick at Night. And
I
love Lucy. I loved Happy Days. I loved all of it. And of course, I loved the Fonz, a.k.a. Henry Winkler. So we had to write a little paper when we were in like the fourth grade about someone we admired. And I decided to write my paper about Henry Winkler.
Hilarious.
Cut to like a week after we get this assignment, I'm in New York with my parents. We are at the hotel they would stay in New York. And who am I riding the elevator with?
No.
Henry Winkler.
Oh, that's manifestation, baby.
So my mom said to me, excuse me, Mr. Winkler, my daughter would love to meet you. She's writing a paper about you. And I'm like 9 years old, you know what right. I mean? And he did say to me, he was like, you're writing a paper about me? And I was like, I am. And then he said, if you have any questions, I'm going to give you the number to my office. Feel free to call me whenever you want.
That is the sweetest, most charming thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. And he gave me his fucking number for me to call him and ask him any questions about
his
life.
That is so sweet. Did you ever call?
I didn't, but for the longest time.
I think
time,
it's classy that you didn't call, but still.
For the longest time, I just had Henry Winkler's number in my phone.
Whoa, that's
so
sweet.
And I've also heard that he is like the best person. Like I've heard he's a wonderful, wonderful man.
It's so nice that you feel that from him. And like, I would think that he's like that, but that's just so beautiful. Also a reminder, because even like at our level, you get so many people like messaging you asking for things.
Yeah.
And it's like, it gets overwhelming. So to think of someone who has like that, who was just like, gives his number to a little girl.
This was at a time though, when like there was so much space between.
Yeah. That people didn't have constant access to.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But years later. Okay. Literally 20 years later, I'm at my friend's birthday party and his son was there. And I tell his son this story and he like loved the story and he was so happy to hear it.
That is so sweet.
I know.
Oh my God. That's the sweetest thing in the world. Wow. I know. I'm so glad that you participated in the Fan on the Street segment.
Yeah.
It's a great story. Well, Greta, how fun was this?
So fun.
The most guest, most times guest. I can't.
Yes.
I don't know how that's called, what you, that title would be called in proper language.
VIP guest, best guest of all time.
Best guest of all time has been on the show the most of anyone else. And are we thrilled? What a big get for us.
What a big get.
And I think that Guy Fieri is going to find out, because that run you had was incredible. And I think it will stick with everyone forever.
I hope. God willing.
Love you, Greta.
Love you, Blair.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.